The word for the day, knowing God. And I'm referring today to Psalm 88. Why, Lord, do you reject me and hide your face from me? We read in verse 14. The Bible includes lots of people who got really disappointed with God. Job and Moses had it out with him. So did Habakkuk, Jeremiah, and many of the minor prophets and psalm writers. It seems strange for the Bible, the Word of God, to include so many examples of people struggling in their relationship with God. But actually, these stories teach us something more important. When there are fallouts between friends, sometimes the relationships may get worse before they get better. Hurt people have to talk about how they feel, which can be painful, before they start to grow close again. The people in the Bible don't play down their feelings or rush up their questions. They talk with God openly, honestly, and sometimes really angrily. Just look at Psalm 88 and verses 13 and 14. But I cry out to you for help, Lord. In the morning my prayer comes before you. Why, Lord, do you reject me and hide your face from me? The Psalms teach us about being real with God. If we want a personal relationship with him, then we have to be ourselves. Knowing and talking with him is not about saying the right words or repeating certain set prayers. It's about sharing with God what is really going on in our lives. What makes us happy? What makes us sad? Excited? Upset? What are we hoping for? What are we struggling with? What are we learning about him? For many of the prophets and psalms, we learn to bring to God in prayer whatever we feel about him and situations that we're facing in our lives. We don't need to cover up our confusion or mistakes. We just need to come to him as we are and let him work in our lives as he wants. Think it over. How would you describe your relationship today with God? Is it personal, formal, occasional? How would things change if you spoke to God in total honesty and listened openly to his leading in the Bible? Being a Christian at times can be difficult and challenging. If you'd like some Bible reading notes to help you in your Christian life, then please contact me and I'll get a copy to you. Bless you on this day.